Yo, the first time I got my dick sucked by a dude. There's a strip club behind a strip mall. A strip club and a strip mall in Houston, Texas. I was getting a lap dance, me and my buddy. And the music's loud, it's bumping, we're in like booths next to each other. I'm like, yo, I wish one of these broads would suck my dick. And he goes back, yo, I'll suck your dick. And I'm from Jersey, so I was like, you dead ass? He's like, yeah. I was like, fuck it, let's go, man. And I went out back and laid the hammer on him. We were walking back to the cars, and he was like, yo, can I get a ride? I was like, bro, I'm going the complete opposite way. And he's like, all right, man, no worries. And then I called back to him, I was like, yo, yo. And he turned around, and I looked in his eyes, and we had a moment. And I was like, the homo. All right, guys, have a good night. I'll see you
later. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbrock, with me, Tito. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
This is a regular of the Northern New Jersey comedy scene, Southern New Jersey. You know?
I don't know what it's called anymore.
Are you a New Brunswick guy?
I'm a New Brunswick guy. I'm based out of New Brunswick.
Cool, man. You tell very revealing stories when you do stand-up, you know. You talk about how you went on a dating app and you thought a girl was going to show up, but then a guy showed up. And then you're
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
Nah, mine was the story about me dating this girl for a while. Well, not for a while. I went on 2 dates with her, and the second day I found out she was a trans woman.
Uh-huh.
And then just hilarity ensues. Really. It was a fucking wild day.
You found out all in one day that it was a secret for the first part of the relationship?
Well, we had known each other for maybe a couple weeks, 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We've been texting back and forth and shit. I thought it was fucking weird. Because she was, like, kind of out of my league, you know? She was hot, yo. She was a hot trans woman. She had been and done that shit mad long ago. She was older, so.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, she was like a captain in the Air Force, bro. Yeah, it was
like
wild.
A real soldier's S&Ds.
Yeah, yo. Yup.
And then did you see the penis?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, suck that shit.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yo, let me taste that shit.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't like it. She didn't like it either. She was like, just fucking chill with that shit.
Oh, because she wanted to be a woman.
Yeah, she was trying to get fucked.
Right.
And so I did the dirty business. It was weird. The next day I woke up. And I was just like, all right, y'all, see you later, like any other fucking thing.
Right.
And then I remember we just started talking about cars. And I was just like, nah, man, that's kind of my thing. You know what I mean? So I'm going to stop fucking with her. I stopped fucking with her because she had a faster car than I did.
Oh, so you like, she was the man in the relationship in too many ways.
Yeah,
like she had a doper car. Like you could deal with the dick. Like that wasn't at the crux
of
it.
Yeah, I could deal with the dick, bro. I could deal with the fucking faster whip, bro. I was fast and furious back then.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Damn, what kind of papers?
It's a zigzag wrap.
Woo. I haven't smoked a blunt in so long, dude. I'm like, so fucking...
Yeah.
Lighthead.
Is that the only stuff you've done with the dude? You thought it was a girl and then there was the switcheroo, but has there ever been a explicitly
dude
experience?
No, I have a joke about the first time I got my dick sucked by a dude. And I say it's the first time because it's not the only time, but
yeah.
That was, like, the first time, and I was like, man, this shit ain't gay. The dude just sucked my dick.
Right.
Man, I didn't suck his dick.
Right.
And I don't do it on a consistent basis. So
it's like he just kind of helped you jerk off with his mouth.
Yeah, man. I'm like, bro, if you listen to it and you gay and you want to pick up straight dudes, go to a fucking strip club, bro. Go to a strip club. I'll tell you, there'll be a dude in there and be like, man, I wish I could get my dick sucked. And tell me, hey, that's your chance, bro. He's like, yo, I'll suck your dick real quick.
You're because they're already
horny. They're already horny. They're like, fuck it, bro. Just don't look at me, you know?
You ever go to like a adult video store, or like a bookstore, you know, in the back and check it out?
That shit creeps me out. I heard there's old dudes in there. Right. Old dudes be sucking dick in there, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I don't got no granddaddy fantasies, bro.
Yeah. Now, ideally, what is your favorite dude? When you, I'm not saying that, you know what I mean?
I don't have a favorite.
Right, that's gay shit.
Yeah, nah. I don't care, bro. Any dude that sucked my dick is my favorite dude.
But I get a sense of some things. I've known you for a little bit now, and I get a sense that did you have a big drug problem and kind of get your life together at a certain point with comedy?
Yeah.
Did comedy kind of put your fucking pain in context? What kind of fucking trauma happened to you growing up, man?
Nothing really.
No?
Nah. I had a nice childhood, man. I was just a fucking dickhead. Like, I'm just the devil. You know? Just, like, for no reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason why it turned out this way. I just did. It's just like military life, you know? My father was never around, but not because, you know, his choice to leave. It's like, The government keeps him away from his parents. Ooh, what is this?
Iced tea.
Does that have sugar?
No, it's got honey, man.
Ah, yeah, sweet. Good looks. Thank you.
I don't fuck with no high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah,
son.
Fuck that shit, bro.
And like most,
you gotta
of
the, be healthy out of this bitch.
Most of the Arizonas have high fructose corn syrup, and this is the only. There's a kind called Arizona green tea with honey and shit. Fucking ginseng or whatever the fuck. Get your dick.
Yo, this is not a plug, so don't get sued, Arizona.
But hey, if you want a sponsor, that'd be a good look.
Good looking out.
But I want to talk shit
we can
on all your
whole
other
promo on you.
But
you
know? My promo will be talking shit on their other products. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be like, the other Aristos are
shit
fucking bullshit.
Sucks, yo. It's get got this high one exclusively. Use only my code. Eat shit.
Eat shit Arizona with your high fructose corn syrup bullshit.com. Where they get one iced tea that doesn't have that shit in there.
I can't afford to sell single ones, so you're gonna have to buy in bulk.
Yeah. You'll get a crate with my.
There's no market for
that. I got 10% of that cheddar, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. So you were telling me, I don't know if I can talk about this, but you were saying you had a little heroin problem, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Did you stop doing that?
Yeah, I stopped entirely, but
for
I never
how
went
long?
To rehab.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like I just fucking stopped. And then I started going to fucking NA meetings, and then one day I stopped going to those. I was like, fuck this shit.
You just went a couple times and you're like, I'm good. I don't want to see.
Yeah,
I
don't
want to
do heroin anymore, yo. Fuck that.
But I don't want to fuck with these people anymore.
And to be honest, it wasn't that long a stint with it. You know, I didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it for fucking years, you know.
Did you do that before comedy?
Yeah.
And the venue you chose to do heroin is a comedy club.
I didn't do it here.
Right. We don't know where here is, but it's like you wanted to do comedy, and you brought yourself later to do it, but before you had the energy, the mental capacity to do it, you were doing heroin on a comedy building.
Nah, I was doing cocaine there.
Oh, okay. But it's like you got yourself to do it, go there, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy how you know, the fucking addict mind works, you know?
I guess, but I was here. That wasn't too long ago. I mean, let's be real. I haven't done heroin in years.
Right.
But cocaine, I can get down on that shit.
Right.
I'm not a sober motherfucker, bro.
I'm not sober either. I'm drinking a lot of beers all the time. Every time you see me, I'm drinking beers.
Yeah, nah. I just realized, like, I can shut that shit off, bro. I'm fucking healthy as shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go to the gym, fucking eat healthy. I drink a fucking kale smoothie every day. Shit tastes like shit. But I do it.
Yeah?
I take my herbal supplements in the morning.
Wow.
Bro. My turmeric and my motherfucking nettle.
Yo, you ever get on the fucking ginkgo biloba? What about fish oil?
I don't take fish oil yet. I started taking supplements like last week. I'm trying to like move myself on instead of taking a fucking bunch of pills out of nowhere.
Right.
Then you feel that fucking crash and you don't know what the fuck is going on because you overdid on vitamins, stupid.
Give me some, I'll suck your dick for some ginseng. Come
Bro, give me some fucking turmeric, alright? Helps with my
You got an MP12? You got a riboflavin, motherfucker? I'm coming down off a big one.
You got a B12? Shut up, Jamal. You overdosed last week.
Man, last time you had some folic acid.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, you remember you telling me feeling nauseous? Yeah. Shut your dumb ass up, old B12 head ass.
What's your goal with this shit, man? You wanna tour all over the country, headlining? You know, what do you wanna do?
I do. Because I see how much you're hustling. Comic. I wanna be a rogue comic.
Yeah.
Just to be able to quit my fucking job.
Yeah.
To be honest, man, because this shit is hard doing my job, because I do fucking mad manual labor all day. You know, I'm a welder.
Mm-hmm.
And then to do that all day, then go home, you know, go to gym, fucking shower, eat, and then write for a couple minutes, then I'm out the door to do comedy. You know what I mean? And I don't get home till midnight every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, you gotta set goals, so, you know. I guess my goal this year was to just get up on shows, you know, at least 3 times a month. And I know that's, like, a low number, but, yeah, I'm only, like, a year and some change in, you know what I mean? So I gotta...
Man, I gotta tell you, you're really funny, man. I've been doing it for many, many years, since I'm 16. I'm 33 now, man. I've seen a lot of people, and I just think you have a really unique voice. You're really funny. And
I never wanted to be like anybody on stage.
Yeah.
You know, I see a lot of, like, I don't even watch that much stand-up, to be honest.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I do believe that in that, you find your own shit.
Yeah.
Because you're not trying to, you can watch a fucking special before you go do fucking 5 minutes at a mic, and you'll inadvertently be not copying, but emulating. That comic's
like the
behavior.
Timing or like,
yeah,
you know,
and people don't see it in themselves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And that's why I'm a big advocate for fucking listening to yourself too.
Yeah,
like I have fucking, like, I sit through it, like, if I have an hour and I have nothing to do, I'll torture myself with fucking recordings of myself.
Yeah.
And like some of them I'll be looking through them and I'm like, oh, I already heard this one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like you constantly learning about yourself.
Do you have
in not even conscious ways.
Yeah.
It's like subconscious. You're listening to yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's how I've been able to memorize the new jokes.
Now, how organized are you at home? Do you have like a Word document where you have like your first album that you're like slowly working toward? Like, that joke's good. Okay, this is going
to
go in my first album.
I try not to write on my computer too much.
Yeah?
The only thing that I do on my computer is transcribe what I'm hearing onto a text so that I could see it.
Yeah.
You know?
But then is that where you organize
your
jokes?
I write in my notebook. I
do that. When I first write a joke, it goes in the notebook, but then I organize it really carefully on my computer, on Word documents.
I have to get to sitting down. What the problem with my laptop right now is if you fucking take, like, the plug off, it shuts off. So it's like a pain in the ass.
There's no battery. You can't take
the
battery.
Nah, like, it's a fucking Mac. I already changed the battery before.
Right.
And it's like, I had to change it again. I just got, like, $200 of repair done to it because the fucking...
Yeah.
It wouldn't turn on because the keyboard went bad. When
Yo,
the keyboard went bad, the
we should get a fucking Apple sponsor, too. Yo, this Mac is dope, but the battery always goes out.
Yeah,
so
fuck this.
Mac
fuck.
Can suck my dick and give me 40% off .com for all your Apple needs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Give me my fucking $200 back, Apple.
The fucking battery doesn't work, cocksucker.
Before I start cursing Steve Jobs' name. You mention Steve Jobs' name around a fucking tech guy, and they're like, they either scoff at you, or they're like, don't you fucking say nothing. You know? You mother, don't you say it.
Yeah. And then they have to go back and, like, rub his ashes.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, Richard? Encrypt my files, bitch. Sorry.
So, yeah, your parents were just, they raised you perfect. You come from New Jersey.
They,
you know?
Just, yeah.
Were you religious?
Nah, I come from Puerto Rico. And I moved to Jersey when I was like 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then lived there for a while, and then my my parents decided they wanted to get back together. And so we moved to Kentucky, where my dad was stationed, because he was in the Army at the time. And yeah, they fucking made us go to church every Sunday. My
like
mom
Catholic
went,
church?
Nah, we went to a Christian church then. It was like this big place called First Assembly of God in fucking in Clarksville, Tennessee. Big ass fucking church with a fucking with a school underneath it and everything, bro. It's crazy, legit. Had two different little fucking places where motherfuckers could preach. And so, yo, we would go to Sunday school, the whole thing. Fridays, we would go to the fucking, the teen nights at the fucking, at the other building next to the church and shit. Like, crazy shit. And then, that's when I started to be a little bit of a rebel. Because my mom would just leave us there. It was just me and my brother and my sister. But they were older. And all the kids were older, like teenagers. And my mom was like, you fuck off, you know. And I would fucking... I would go underneath the bleachers because there's like a fucking maze under there. Mm. And there was like mad wood in the back with tarps over it that they were like, yo, don't ever cross behind this tape. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to cross behind the tape. Yeah. And I'm playing back there. I'm just going, running around, monkeying around and shit. And I step on a fucking nail, bro.
Through your foot.
Yeah, dude. And I was just like, like, and I'm trying to hide it. And so immediately my first thought was like, I gotta play this off. I was never back here. Right, and right. So I just fucking I go to the basketball court and I just pick up a ball.
Like, super casual. You don't pick a chair to sit in and
dude,
do math
like,
homework.
Like barely dribbling and walking and just like his blood all over the
is a nail
floor.
Still in your foot?
No. It's clean. I stepped on it and I immediately took my foot off.
It just pierced and then came right off.
Yeah.
Out.
It didn't go through.
Right.
And so there's blood on the floor and shit. And I was like, yo, this is the most pain I've ever felt in my foot thus far.
Uh-huh.
So I would go check it out. So I go to the bathroom and I take my shoe off. There's just fucking blood everywhere. Like, it's gashed up good. But I'm like, I'm gonna play this shit off. And so I go and sit through the whole fucking youth service, go home, go straight to bed. My mom's like, that's fucking weird. You never go straight to bed.
Yeah.
And I wake up in the morning and I walk up to my mom. And I'm like, Ma, I stepped on a nail. She immediately is like, I knew it, you dumbass. Just took me to the hospital.
You had like gangrene by that time.
Yeah,
like your foot was like all black and blue.
It was
in the
fucking gnarly, dude.
It's all purple and like, and you're like, oh fuck.
I think this, I was like 9 years old.
This got infected like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yo, it was gnarly.
Oh
yeah,
my
I think
God.
It was 9 or 10. Fucking weird.
So you just didn't want to tell anybody. Why didn't you want to tell anybody? You felt embarrassed that you
No,
because
they told
the
me not to go back
there. Yeah,
they told me, like, hey, don't go back there because there's nails. And I was like, nah, bro. I've been playing back there. You don't know shit about me. You ain't been back there.
It's the karma. Crown of thorns.
Yo, real quick, man. That was my jungle gym, though, bro. I used to fuck people up. When they used to do basketball games, the Samoans, they would organize. In Tennessee, there's mad Samoans.
Like, really? From Hawaii and shit like Indonesia?
Samoa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, bro.
The American Samoans.
Yeah, so that's what happens is like their family, you know, like the dudes that the guys that are in the army, they come there and they're like, bruh, you will buy a house out here for like $150,000, bruh.
Yeah.
And then fucking the whole family, boop boop. Hey, yo, we are US
citizens.
They just
make a raft of coconuts and just
nah,
like,
they're US
book
citizens.
It. Yeah.
Samoa is US terrorists. So they just come over, bro. And oh my God, bro, the best Hawaiian food is in fucking Clarksville, Tennessee, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Clarksville, Tennessee has a fucking hotbed of Hawaiian food. There used to be this dude, JB, that went to church. Shout out JB.
JB?
He's this big, no offense, JB, but he's a... I'm gonna shout out, but I'm gonna talk shit about you.
He's a fat fucking Samoan
fat
piece of shit.
Fucking dude. But yo, tall as hell. Nah, he's Hawaiian. Yeah.
No, they're all like humongous people. You know?
Nah, he was Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Dude, like fucking 6'5 or something. Just like 400 or 500 pounds of fucking mess, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was gay as hell, but he sung in a choir at church, so people respected him.
You tried to send the gay away.
He was gay as hell, bro. Yo, Jesus. Nah, bro. Maybe and he'll talk to you like, "Oh, how you doing?" Like that. Nah, yeah. Yo, Jay, you too big for me. I acted like this, bro. But yeah, man. So.
What's up? Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should just wrap up. We're gonna go to the little open mic here and do some comedy.
But real quick, JB made the best food you ever had in your life.
Yeah.
And everything was like, "This is my mom's recipe, bro." Yeah. Oh my god. And then we used to send him to Hawaii. Anybody who go to Hawaii, we would send him with fucking flan. He would take flan to his mom. Cool shit.
Dude. I've been in Hawaii twice. I've been to Kauai and I've been to Maui.
I've never been.
I know what you're talking about, man. They have some teriyaki shit, some like barbecue stuff. There's a place called Dat Kitchen in Maui, and it's fucking unbelievable. Dat. D-A-T. All right, we're going to take a break. See you guys later. All right, it's rolling, bro. If you could like kind of direct your talking into it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So we're at the Stress Factory. We signed up, you know.
Ready to go, bro.
You were talking about your goal being a road comic. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Have you been kind of slowly booking little $10 gigs and shit like that as you've been going?
Yeah, little things here and there, but they're all in Jersey so far.
Yeah.
Nothing really new. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still figuring it out as I go. But, I mean, just getting up is a goal right now. And, yeah. You know, meeting that goal is what makes it worth it, you know?
I'm 33. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah, cool, man. And you started when you were 25?
Yeah. Cool. I think. I don't know. That's how years work.
But I see you all the time. You know, you were at Chamber 43. You were really funny, man. And,
oh, thanks, man.
You know, you're up every single night, right?
Oh, trying to be.
Six nights a week?
Yeah.
5 nights a week?
I'd say four, because...
We were talking also about, like, homework, like, listening to all your sets, writing shit down.
I do all the homework, bro. That's all I do.
Yeah.
And my girl gets annoyed by it, but I think in a certain level she understands. You know what I mean? Because I didn't go to school. You know, I didn't go to college. I don't have that, like...
You went to trade school for welding?
I barely did that. I went to like 6 weeks. I already knew how to weld before I went to school for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was a 6-week course and you got a certification. Yeah, and then you had to pass a state license.
Yeah, no. You just send
state license.
You send your certification to American Welding Society and that's it. But I digress. But yeah, doing the homework, man. Shit, for me, it's important.
Yeah.
As far as reviewing your shit, trying to come up with an order. Like a better flow for your set.
Yeah.
And you'll know when you find it because you're comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not like, "Oh, what's my next joke? Fuck, I forgot." You know? You're not doing that.
It's just like getting to the point where you don't panic when it's not going well.
Exactly.
Because if you have a moment where you're like, "Oh shit, what's the next joke?" Or, and it's like, "Oh my god," it's like everyone in the audience is like, feels bad for them all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But if you just are like, "Hey, it's cool, I'll just let me look at my note. Oh yeah, that's my next joke." And just act like confident, comfortable.
Yeah.
You're not frazzled by anything.
Yeah, I've seen certain comics go up here where...
They freak out.
No. I've seen certain like New York comics, professional comics go up on stage here with their phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just riffing while they're looking for jokes on their phone. Like literally like, "Oh, what's... not that one. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. All right." You know? That kind of shit. And even that... kind of like, because you're comfortable even in that. Because you're not bombing, you're just like, "I'm gonna look for a joke and I don't care."
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm practicing. This is an open mic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you also.
I think people stress themselves out too much over these mics.
And you see some people go down in flames, and that's also fun to watch in a weird way. Where
in a weird, you get a weird gratification because then you see whether they're gonna stick around. And my gratification is delayed. The next time I come, I'm going to see if they're going to come again.
Yeah, yeah,
if they're not, I'm like, "Oh, that shit broke them."
Yeah, that's your breaking point.
Some people get break people.
Yeah.
That's when you really find out if you can have that many eyes on, if you really want the attention, you know what I mean? Or you're just doing it because you want to have a hobby, you know? And I think that's what it's going to come down to. You know, I have no, you know, I don't know how many years down the line, but I know, you know, 5-10 years down the line, you're going to see people that were hustling, you're going to see the people that weren't doing shit or just talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to kind of be, you know, self-critical and take time to evaluate, self-evaluate all the fucking time. You always got to, you know, you always got to check the register, dude. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by check the register?
You always got to check the register. You always got to see what you got.
See how much cut. How much,
what,
like...
How much you got, what you got, you know what I mean?
How many jokes, how much emotional equity you got, how much emotional stability you have, how much determination.
Yeah, all that.
How long, were you with your girlfriend before you started comedy?
Oh, yeah.
So this has been a big change, because for the last year, you've been out every single night.
Yeah, she hates it.
And then the nights you stay in, you know, you might just be exhausted and just take an easy night. Or you might be doing homework for stand-up on the nights that you're not going out.
Yeah, man. It's always... I've decided to make this my main focus.
Yeah.
So, if I'm not doing something, I get really sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I gotta constantly be working.
You gotta... It's very healthy to attach your self-esteem to your output, your productivity.
Yeah.
You know?
That's how it is.
Dude, I got... Because
that's how I feel.
Because
I didn't start becoming a productive member of society. I didn't stop doing drugs until I was like, I'm going to start being healthy and just responsible with my shit. And that's it. Just
All comics have signed up. Please come up to the bar area. All comics have signed up. Please come up to the bar area. All
right, we got
to
go.
Looks like we're going to have to finish that up.
Alright, man, keep the show going. This guy's fucking dope as well. Another close friend of mine. You're gonna love him. Give him a warm welcome to my homie Tito Cartagena, everybody.
Yo, Stress Factory. More energy. The judge was like, what the fuck? Everybody in the stands was like, hell yeah. Yeah, I went to jail for 6 months once for 7 counts of indecent exposure. Yeah, the same cop caught me like 3 times. I was just pissing out back. It's amazing. I don't want to make that line for the bathroom. I think we should have a baby Olympics. You know, put them in little events, the crawl races and applesauce eating contests, fighting to the death. You know what I mean? Because I wonder how many people be talking shit when a baby has to face a fucking Russian baby. You know what I mean? Let's see how your baby fares now, huh? Russian babies come out of womb with traps. They're just strong as hell. You know? You ever been walking in the city, you bump into something, you thought it was a fire hydrant, you turn around, nope, stoic ass Russian baby. He's just like, stole and smokes his little cigarettes. See 40 years of pain in his eyes. The Russian's tough as hell, bro.
I stumbled in one of the jokes, but that's just me being critical. It was fun. It was dope.
Yeah.
Good set.
Oh, I love
I'm
this.
I'm not upset about it.
I got put last, and I'm wondering, did I offend the guy? Do they pull it out of a bucket? You know,
yeah, they pull it out of the bucket.
Yeah,
so, but so. I don't know.
I feel like they
I don't know how that works.
Took care of me one time. They had me early. I did a good set, so I was expecting to kind of get
through. Yeah, but dude, honestly, I've been coming here for a year, and just like in the past couple months is when they started being nice.
You just
gotta show up a couple months, and even then. They stop. Sometimes they don't do the open mics because they have acts, you know, because they're trying to get
you know, even younger comics that are you know, at a higher level to come in on those Wednesday nights and perform here. Then we have Bonnie shows.
Like, kind of like features that all of a sudden can headline, kind of, and they want to develop them.
Yeah. Not so much that, but guys that can work a Wednesday night and can draw a crowd.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like YouTube stars and shit.
But you're running to another mic now, man.
Over at Scarlet Pub. It's a mixed mic, but
that's yours.
Oh, sorry. It's a mixed mic, but it's good to go to kind of work on a different audience, because the audience there most of the time,
it's funny,
you're gonna bomb hard most of the time.
The person who went in front of you is like his first set, and he started like just kind of preaching about stuff, and he didn't really have like jokes.
Oh, dude, he was frying up there. He was frying. You could see it in his face. His face like, started getting flushed, and I was like, "Oh, it's over, bro." They smelled fear.
They smelled fear,
and they shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That was the first. Every comic, even if they weren't that good, were getting some love, and then he was the first, like, bomb.
Well, yeah. Picking up chicks, dude. That's fucking stupid. I don't think that picking up chicks is a good premise. Maybe it's because I'm not single. He was like,
"I'll get this college degree, and then work at McDonald's."
Yeah. Yeah, it was just sad after a while. It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. It was like, yeah, the economy's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no
what
shit.
What are you supposed to be doing up there?
Yeah, you're still in college, bro. You don't know shit. Wait till you have a job for 6 months.
Yeah.
You're four for four, so you have to try to last all week.
Wait till you're welding some rich lady's gate to keep the poor people out. Exactly. Then make it $18 an hour. Then fucking figure out what's going on.
I used to work for a power washing company. I used to go up to like fucking Washington, where Chris Rock lives. He has an estate up there.
Washington, New Jersey?
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. It was all the way out by Pennsylvania. And then we went to this lady's house, a fucking rich ass lady, dude. 5-car garage, dude. Like 3 Audis, fucking Land Rover, all this shit. Beautiful backyard. But it was like a 3-day fucking job, because that's how much stonework she had back there that had to be cleaned. A whole entire pool.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude, just fucking jacked to the tits with silicone, dude. Just, she came out fucking titties done, lips fucking just crazy.
Oh, you boys are just working hard the Saturday.
Oh, no, yeah. She was mean as hell. She was super mean. Fuck that lady.
She was pointing at you like, you didn't get...
Yeah.
You didn't really do this part. So
I've worked for some people that weren't dickheads like that, but yeah, man, stretch popping tonight, bro.
Yeah, dude. And for when we first got in, it was like there was nobody there.
I was dead. Like, oh, a lot of people, you know, sometimes they sneak up on you.
Yeah,
people still coming in. I just saw a group of dudes.
It's weird. People, there's a lot of civilians for like just to watch the open mic.
Yeah, man.
Maybe they're thinking about doing it, but they're not quite there yet.
Yeah, I think that too, but also, I feel like there's a scene developing here.
Of some of the comics are good.
Yes. I think we definitely have... You'll have them sprinkled throughout the lineup, but you have dudes that can work a room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As opposed to dudes that don't know what they're doing, when that's fine. You can go up and I always encourage people, go up here, because then you'll get used to the light being right in your fucking eye. You know what I mean? And a dark room.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? You get a fucking mic in a coffee shop where it's a fucking brightly lit room. Yo, you can't learn anything about stage presence there because it's not a stage.
Yeah.
I'm a big proponent for being on a stage.
You know, I walked into... remember I was telling you about Harper's Table in Annandale, New Jersey? I don't want to, like, blow up their spot too much or say nothing negative, but I walk in and I go, nope, and I just walk right out because... The focal, like, there were, like, first of all, there were kids, and my act is filthy. I was I don't want to do all my weird jokes in front of, like, 5-year-old kids. I don't think that sounds right.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then also, like, I walk in, and, like, there's tables that way. There's tables. All these people aren't facing you. All these people aren't facing you. All those people aren't facing you. You can only kind of talk to the bar who are facing that way. I was like, this ain't set up, like, right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
It's not set up where I can, like, succeed here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the fucking... so I just left. But this place is set up perfect. A comedy club is set up perfect.
Yeah. They did the Asbury Underground show last week. And that had a fucking huge turnout.
Yeah.
But the show was too long.
Yeah.
3 hours of comedy is a lot of comedy.
Yeah, and then it's just they're too tired.
Yeah, they were tired. And it's like, and the crowd didn't switch out. I think they thought that the crowd was constantly going to rotate because of... I'm not entirely sure what the whole scenario is, so I'm not going to speak on anybody's behalf, but somebody had told me it was somewhat of a bar crawl. So that's what I went in believing, so I thought the crowd was going to keep rotating out.
Yeah.
You know, but apparently those people really, really liked the comics that they saw, so they stayed.
Yeah.
And then you could kind of see the awkwardness set in where they're
And then, like
oh,
there's a couple, like, hard bombs in a row, and then it's
oh,
like...
Oh, dude, I bombed my dick off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I bombed
I
so
hard.
I
think that, like, after 2 hours and 10 minutes, like, the show's over, whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah.
It's over, so...
I was so nervous that day. I bombed, and then I had to go headline.
A different place? Did you pull it together?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like headline, it was like a showcase.
Right, right.
Yes.
You had a little feature spot.
Yeah, it was nice.
Sorry, I just gotta want to make sure
you're
I said this text.
Sorry,
buddy.
Really wanted to say something. Okay, a group of chicks talking in the back. But I think they shut up during my set.
There were chicks talking in the back during your set?
Pretty loud. No, not my set. Except before me.
Yeah, because the guy was bombing, so people started talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never like to see that though. I'll give a weird look, but I ain't gonna fucking start saying talking
it's
shit.
Ruthless. That's why I said, like, the guy right before, like, I like seeing, like, hard bombs sometimes. I don't know why, just because I've been like, every bomb is different. Every person makes different mistakes. You know, it's not like, oh, I just see a bomb, that's a normal thing. Like, every bomb is like a unique. It's like, why did that happen? You know, I try to break it down. You know what I mean?
That like, guy, was, I'm not even trying to, like, you know, talk shit on him or nothing, but the guy that went up before me, he, his eyes were dodgy.
He
wasn't confident.
Didn't have the confidence to look anybody in the eye.
Yeah, nah, yo, I fucking look somebody in the eye, dude.
It looks
you
like,
my goal is to make you laugh. So I'm gonna look you in the eye with the intent to, and guess what? When you look somebody in the eye with the intent to laugh, you automatically smile. Your face opens up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how you engage with the audience, bro.
And you have the intention of the idea of your joke focused at one person confidently.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, so what about this? What about this?
I think the best thing somebody ever told me about stand-up was go on stage and speak like you're talking to your best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be complicated, bro. Talk how you talk. That's how you find you.
Yeah.
How you want to write. You know what I mean?
Well, for just...
Now, if you act as an act, you know what I mean? Then,
so this is done.
For, you know, you fucking...
Yeah, yeah. But
you
for
sculpt it.
A year in, I feel like you got pretty much your voice already, bud. I'm trying to just give you compliments and give you a shout-out on
I think
on,
that I recently found it. I don't think
I've been seeing you have good sets. I'm like, man, this guy knows what he's doing, like a year in, you know? So, good job, man. Do you have any things you want to plug? Any gigs you have coming up in Jersey? This could be actually this Tuesday I'm going to post this. This coming Tuesday.
No. I have nothing right now, so catch me on Instagram at Titty Sprinkles. The L is a 1. And Facebook, Tito Cartagena.
How do you spell that?
CARTAGENA.
That's been another episode of the Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Thanks to my guest, Tito. Take care. Peace.